This is WKSU News. I'm Jeff St. Clair. The University of Akron is undergoing unprecedented challenges as it struggles to close a $65 million budget gap. Its response includes a radical redesign of the school's academic structure. Right now, we take a look at the future of Akron's flagship polymer program. Amanda Steffen was finishing her undergraduate degree in chemistry in Tallahassee several years ago when she started thinking about grad schools.
And it was actually one of my professors at Florida State who said, hey, if you want to do polymers, you have to go to Akron. I didn't even know how to pronounce Akron. I called it Akron.
She now studies how certain polymers adhere to different types of surfaces.
We're really interested in the molecular interactions at that interface.
Steffen had planned to finish her doctorate in May.
And then with the coronavirus, that's pushed back to December.
Even through a pandemic, four different presidents, and the university's financial woes, she has no regrets.
This is still one of the best decisions I've made coming to Akron.
Her sentiment is a good one, considering the changes at the University of Akron. It's important because polymers and plastics are not just a branch of chemistry. They're what put Akron on the map. First as the rubber capital of the world, and then as the self-proclaimed polymer capital. It's part of research dating back 130 years to the city's first rubber scientists. It backs a reputation that brings grad students from China, India, and around the world to study here. It's why, as a University of Akron graduate in chemistry and WKSU science reporter, I felt I needed to look into the future of the school's flagship program. And its future this spring was in the hands of newly hired Provost John Winsek.
I actually started a month early.
This May, Winsek jumped in to help lead the massive restructuring of the university's academic units, paring them down from 11 colleges to 5. On the chopping block was the College of Polymer Science and Engineering. The original faculty senate plan was to split it up, but Winsek says former alumni, students, and even other departments weren't having it.
You know, I probably got a couple hundred emails.
All with the same message.
They simply wanted to see polymer science and polymer engineering not being divided up.
The solution was to call it a school in the College of Engineering and keep the faculty together with room for growth.
I've been telling people that this is their current starting point, that there may be additional modifications and evolutions going forward.
Ali Dinajwala is still called interim dean of the College of Polymer Science and Engineering, probably the last to hold that title. He's pleased with the compromise.
I think this is a good outcome considering our financial challenges.
It's not clear yet what share of cost-cutting polymers will absorb. Layoffs are looming this week, and administrators are calling for 20% budget cuts across departments. Dinajwala says whatever his title, he will fight for his staff and students.
It is a passion for me to make sure that the legacy of this program continues. I put my heart and soul into it, and I'll continue to do it.
Grad student Amanda Steffen feels the same. She ran for student government last year and became president of the Graduate Student Senate. She fought for inclusion in the restructuring process.
And we were vocal, and we sent out emails, and we communicated, and we updated the graduate students, and we had feedback from them.
She feels the university listened.
Nothing has happened that students' voices weren't at least heard or considered, at least to my knowledge.
She believes the University of Akron, with its brand new president and leadership, handled the important step of redoing its academic structure as well as could be hoped for. Whether that will continue or if the changes will succeed, well,
we'll have to wait and see.
The polymer program at the University of Akron is one of many that will face new challenges in coming years as the school struggles to right itself in the midst of stormy uncertainties. Institutions across the country are fighting similar battles for survival amid the pandemic and economic upheaval. But for Akron, the future of the university's polymer program is a marker for the future of the polymer capital itself. I'm Jeff St. Clair, 89.7 WKSU.